Chapter 5, The Journey Map. Lie down, get comfortable, and close your eyes. Place your hand on your stomach and take deep, full breaths. See your breath as a pure white cloud coming in through the top of your head. As it swirls down through your body, it picks up all of the tension, the fatigue, the pain, the anxiety, or the problems of the day. As you exhale, you imagine yourself feeling more peaceful, calmer, more relaxed. Again, the white cloud flowing down through your head and your face, carrying away the tension down through your neck and shoulders, down through your arms and into your hands, then your fingers, carrying away the tensions and the worries. See yourself becoming more relaxed, calmer, and going into a very deep place within yourself where you are ready to learn and grow. You have your artist tools here with you. Acceptance of all that you are, forgiveness, empathy, and compassion surrounds and heals you as you breathe it in. Allow forgiveness, empathy, and acceptance to flood into every cell of your body, infusing your mind and body with love, caring, self-compassion. Let go of the concerns of the day, and with each breath, go even deeper into calmness and peace. Now, as you enter your garden, you find yourself walking on your favorite pathway and relax even more. And you notice all of the beauties that are contained within this amazing place. You notice the colors and the smells. And the sensations of the breeze on your skin. You notice the sound of the breeze through the trees. Now, as you walk along this pathway, you come to a clearing, and you discover what looks like a workshop. Walk around the outside of your workshop before you go in. This is your personal workshop that no one else knows about, and it is only for you. Let's go to the front door and walk in. What you create here will help you in the discovery of who you are, what you stand for, and how you envision your life. This is one of the many places that will help you to create your masterpiece. Notice that you feel at home here, very comfortable. It is familiar and welcoming. As you go in, you notice a mirror on the wall in the entryway. It's right there on your left. Stop for a moment before you go any farther and see yourself in this mirror. What do you see? Who do you see? Just notice. Now continue on into the main room. There is a workbench with a comfortable chair for you to sit in. There are brightly colored papers all over the workbench with many different kinds of colored markers, pens, and paints. The papers are fresh and clean, and there are a few picture frames that have not been used leaning up against the wall. Some of them are big and some of them are small. You feel peaceful and calm. Think back now to when you were small. You paid close attention to the people around you. You listened to what they said and how they behaved. And from that, you formed some ideas about what their words meant about you, and you learned to use words to express yourself. You understood what they said about you and about the world around you. If their words were unkind or uncaring toward you or others around you, you began to wonder what was wrong with you or with the world or with other people around you. It is possible that some of the ideas that were formed in childhood have stayed with you and may cause you pain or sadness even now. The happier stories did the opposite. They likely filled you with a sense of belonging, safety, and stability. Take a moment now to think about your journey to your life as it is now. Can you pinpoint pivotal moments that influenced you for the better or for the worse? What were they? Now, go to your workbench. You see supplies for creating anything you would like. Construction paper and pencils and markers and paint. Canvases. Some of them have already been painted. Others are still waiting for you. You feel the need to write something or paint something. Take a few moments right now to journal about one of your most painful moments and begin to write. Keep writing until you have written down all that you remember. And now imagine yourself painting. If you could paint it, what would it be? And when you are done, you feel a sense of heaviness lifted from your back and from your shoulders. Now, let's come back to the affirmations you have learned in this program. You were good enough when you were born, and your experiences have not and cannot change that. In fact, every life experience has made you better and better because you have grown smarter and stronger. You've grown more caring. You've grown in so many ways that we can't even count them. saying you are bad if you make a mistake because of a choice or a reaction or just for being you is like saying a tree is bad because it's a tree, or because it sways, or because it's green. Life as it is about becoming what we choose, not because it's better, but because we can learn and grow. And it's such a great opportunity to experience growth. So, from now on, whenever you recognize a negative thought or a hurtful story coming into your mind, immediately stop and take a deep cleansing breath. And think of that breath flowing quickly through every part of your body, picking up that thought and any other thought like it, and exiting out into the universe. Or to shrink the words and shrink the story. Shrink them until they are just molecules and you can't even recognize them. And then send them out of your brain. These ideas only come back to you because they have been with you for so long, not because they are true. The fact that they exist in your memory does not make them true. Now, start with a new stack of papers or a canvas, whatever you would like, and using your very best artistic flair and with your journey map in mind, write or paint your very first value. Choose your colors, your design, your script, as these values will become an artistic display of what you're all about. Then write or paint your next value on the next canvas or sheet of paper, and so on. And visualize each of them in beautiful frames and hang them on the wall in front of you. And step back and admire your work. These are the values you have chosen for your journey. And notice how it makes you feel as you look at these values and you realize this is how you feel about yourself and your life and what's most important. Next, take some smaller pieces of paper. These are for the goals that will help you put your values into action. Visualize the goals that you chose on your journey map and write them down on separate pieces of paper, one for each value. And also tape them to the wall. And next, your action steps, with an even smaller pieces of paper that you find on the workbench. And now your goals and action steps are taped to the wall beneath your values. Now, these are all taped to the wall individually because they might need to change as you begin your journey or somewhere along the way. Some goals and action steps might work and some might not, which is okay. It is okay to rethink and retry whatever action steps or goals don't work the way you planned. If the process of working on all of your goals becomes too complex, just focus on one value, one goal, and one action step at a time. Now step back and look at how beautiful they all look. And notice the feeling of deep accomplishment that you feel and the excitement that you have about your new adventure. And then imagine an image of yourself begins to emerge in your mind. See yourself in the future. The negative and unhelpful stories are no longer there, or if they are, they are no longer relevant, because they have been replaced by constant, mindful awareness of your values, goals, and action steps. These choices and actions bring purpose and meaning to your life. As you focus on your goals and action steps and then get busy with your hands and feet, you change the focus and the direction of your entire life. You create your future. 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time as you make new choices. And your new choices begin to reflect your potential. And you begin to radiate a sense of health and well-being from deep within you. The moment your negative ideas return, you simply stop. Take a deep cleansing breath and begin to shrink away the thoughts. Then send them out of your head and blow them away with a great big breath. Now, again, step back to appreciate your values that are framed and hanging in this workshop, and the matching goals and action steps hanging underneath. They will always be here in your workshop to remind and to encourage you. As you follow your journey map, your life will become more focused, more purposeful, more directed, and thus more fulfilling for you and the others that you love and care about around you. Eventually, these values and actions will become automatic behavior for you. When things come up in your life that threaten to pull you away from your values or goals, you will feel a warning within you. You will know that the choices you are about to make or the actions you are about to take may not be in your best interest. They may not serve your higher purpose. So, with commitment, acceptance, compassion, forgiveness, and gratitude, you can repair your map to find your way back to your values. This is how your life will change, one step at a time, one choice at a time. It is time now to leave the workshop. Notice the difference within you. Feel the difference. Envision yourself as you will be 1 year from now, 5 years from now. With acceptance of yourself and others as imperfect beings, and with practice and effort, you will come to know and experience the values-guided masterpiece that is waiting to be discovered within you. You have begun your journey toward a healthier, happier, more content, and loving life. As you walk out of your workshop door, look again into the mirror. What do you notice? Has anything changed? And now walk out the door. Your workshop is safe here within your garden space